Well, I think clearly what happens now is we begin to decide where we're going to sue the UN. And we believe that the Secretary General has to be held accountable. They have to accord with the rule of law. And that accountability will either be decided in a court of law or in a court of public opinion, or both, hopefully. But I don't think that this is anywhere near at end. I think we're just beginning now. And we believe that it's quite immoral, to put it bluntly, for the Secretary General to deny all responsibility here, to not even admit after 15 months that they were the cause of the worst cholera epidemic in the world today.
And yet, of course, as I'm sure you know, the UN does say it has, and I quote, expended considerable effort in combating cholera, including investing in clean drinking water and sanitation. Does that not make any difference?
Well, that's one of the things we asked for, and we are certainly happy about the fact that they've begun that process. But they've only begun it in actually quite a small and I would say insignificant way. Haiti still suffers from being the country with the worst clean water system in the world, and the sanitation system is not far behind. So, whatever the UN has done has really been quite minuscule in terms of what the real needs are of the Haitian people and what the problem is that they've caused in regard to cholera. After all, over 8,000 people have died, 500,000 people have contracted cholera. It's likely to go on for years. And certainly the United Nations has the responsibility of developing a true clean water system, not Band-aid approaches, which is really what's happened up to this point.